Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. You know that feeling when you've got a mountain of tasks looming, but all you really want to do is binge-watch your favorite show? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling procrastination head-on, because let's face it, sometimes even the most determined among us need a little push in the right direction. So grab your coffee, settle in, and get ready to unleash your inner productivity ninja. First things first, understand that procrastination isn't just laziness, it's a fear monster disguised as distraction. We procrastinate because we're afraid of failure, overwhelmed by the task at hand, or even bored out of our minds. But here's the thing. Fear and boredom are rarely good motivators. They usually lead to stress, guilt, and ultimately, more procrastination. The Stoics would tell us to confront these fears head-on, not let them dictate our actions. Think of it like facing a dragon, you're not going to hide from it forever, right? You need to equip yourself with the courage and strategies to slay that beast. So how do we do that? Number 1. Break down those gigantic tasks into smaller, more manageable bites. Ever tried to eat an entire watermelon in one gulp? Yuck. Same goes for work. When a task feels overwhelming, divide it into smaller steps. Celebrate each mini victory along the way, you'll be amazed at how much momentum builds. Number 2. Focus on the present moment. Remember that whole carpe diem thing? It's not just a catchy phrase, it's a powerful reminder to seize the day, right now. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is procrastination in disguise. When your mind starts wandering, gently bring it back to the task at hand. Meditation can be a great tool for cultivating this present moment awareness. Number 3. Embrace discomfort. The Stoics believe that true growth happens outside our comfort zone. If a task feels challenging, embrace the challenge. It's in those moments of discomfort that we learn and evolve. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are masterpieces. Be patient with yourself and celebrate each step forward. Number 4. Remove distractions like they're going out of style. Put your phone on airplane mode, silence those notifications, and find a quiet space where you can focus. Treat your work time like sacred ground, something to be respected and protected. Ever notice how much more productive you are when you're truly focused? That's the power of minimizing distractions. And finally, number 5. Reward yourself. You deserve it. When you accomplish a task, big or small, celebrate your success. Treat yourself to a coffee break, a walk in the park, or anything that brings you joy. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for building momentum and staying motivated. Think about the time when you were supposed to finish a project, maybe for work, school, or even just a personal goal. You knew it had to get done, but somehow, Netflix kept looking more appealing. You told yourself you'd start tomorrow, but tomorrow never seemed to come. Sound familiar? We've all been there. The good news is that with a little self-awareness and these stoic strategies, we can break free from the procrastination trap. Start by identifying your fear, you're afraid of failing, of boring yourself, or something else entirely. Once you know what's holding you back, you can start to address it head-on. Remember, facing those fears is the first step towards true progress. So let's recap. Break down tasks, stay present, embrace discomfort, minimize distractions, and reward yourself for your wins. Think of these tips as your stoic toolkit, use them wisely and watch your productivity soar. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who struggles with procrastination, they might just thank you for it. And don't forget to leave a review and let me know what you think. I can't wait to chat with you all again tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. Until then, keep your chin up and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.